Up next, we're going to have Courtney Sexton. Are you up? Maybe his pseudonym is Courtney Sexton. And he's going to talk about various things, deceit and public signage. Bye, Helen. Let's welcome Courtney up to the... Welcome Courtney Sexton up. Maybe in a little bit we could hear some more music from Upright Citizen, or maybe their incarnation as Despicable Alien. Let's welcome Courtney Sexton. Courtney, you're going to tell us a little bit about
pranks and signs,
right? Deceit in public semiotics.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me bring down the music. Okay. You have a little bit to read, right?
Well, I kind of just made a little bit of an outline of a few little points. I guess I can start off by...
Let's just mention what your background is with signology.
You could call it that. I've been a sign maker for about 15 years.
And you got a degree in...
In environmental graphic design. Which is signage and trade show exhibits and wayfinding systems.
Sorry, wayfinding systems?
Wayfinding.
Oh, wayfinding systems.
Yeah.
That's if you're lost, you can look for the gorilla prints, the kangaroo paws,
the
sheep hoofs at the zoo. What are some other wayfinding systems that we might encounter in an everyday situation?
Street signs, directory strips at an office building.
Do you feel that the Bay Area and maybe California in general has deficient wayfinding systems for automobile transportation? I get lost all the time, and I'm not sure if that would happen everywhere. I feel like there's a lot of deception, or maybe even disinformation, perhaps to bring you to destinations that you didn't intend to go, but which people who fill the coffers
of
public officials.
Yeah.
All right, so what's up first? I think in the background and then coming up as an interstitial performance, we're going to hear a little bit more from Upright Citizen. Okay, so where are we going first?
Well, so we talked about wayfinding a little bit.
Let's talk a little bit more about wayfinding. What are some famous pranks and sort of disinformation that the public signage community, how can we describe it? The people who are not necessarily officially delegated public signers.
Well, the first one that comes to my mind was a local prank.
Uh-huh.
Fell Street that runs through the Golden Gate Park.
Right.
About 6 months ago, someone took some electrical tape and made all of Fell Street signs say Hella.
And, Hella Street?
Hella Street. And
that may have been the original name back in the Barbary Coast days.
I think it was. Yeah. Cause,
there's no way to prove that it wasn't unless someone wants to.
And you can look on Flickr.
Flickr's got
them all. There's several people that have taken pictures of Hella Street. And it's
that's
kind of
fucking rad.
It's hella rad, dude.
And that's an anonymous contributor to the public signage.
Yeah.
It reminds me a little. One of my favorite that I've seen. Well, there's been some good ones around the Mission. There was this one where there's a detorned. That's a situational thing. I believe it was for mattresses, or maybe it was cell phones, but it was turned into a sign promoting the interests of the Department of Homeland Security, and in Spanish it read, El sueño del razón producir los monstruos? My Spanish is pretty monstrous itself. Meaning the sleep of reason produces monsters.
Yeah.
But I also remember a good one in the Upper Haight, right in that parking lot of that supermarket at Stanyan. That was, I don't know what it was originally, but it was turned into the most magnificent alien invasion McDonald's thought control system with animatronic sculptures.
Yeah, that was a Ron English project. Ron English in collaboration with some local guerrilla sign pirates. Ron English has got a film that's been going around, the propaganda film, where it outlines a bunch of sign pranks that he's done.
Ron English is an artist from, we don't exactly
East
know.
East Coast?
Yeah, he's an American, despite his name.
Yeah.
And do you want to mention something about San Francisco's own notorious billboard liberation front?
Yeah, they've... The new prank book, I don't know if you've seen the new pranks book put out by Research Publications.
It's awesome.
V-Vale. There's some billboard
V-Vale,
liberation
a good
front
I,
in
I
there.
Had thought about getting him on this program, but I decided we'll do that in the future.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Billboard Liberation Front's website hasn't been updated for a while.
Maybe that's for the better. I think maybe there's a statute of limitations, or
maybe they're just like not trying to attract attention to themselves. But there's some things that they've done that I would say would be the opposite of deceit, or finding the deceit in advertising and revealing that to the public.
Right, because deceit isn't always about lying, dishonesty, and obscuring the truth, obfuscating the truth. Often it's about exposing a truth that a more manifest untruth is obfuscating. If that made any sense.
Like, example of that, I think, would be like the Joe Camel ads that were changed to say Joe Chemo.
Because that's really not
specifically a Billboard Liberation thing. Probably more of an Adbusters
right
thing.
But. Was that in San Francisco?
I'm not sure. I only saw the print ads for that.
Cool. What are some ones that you can't take? You can't necessarily take authorship for various reasons, but you might want to let people know that have happened before.
Well. There's one I can talk about that I'll take responsibility for because it happened a long time ago. In my hometown, Blockbuster set up a video store directly across the street from my favorite other video store, Video Visions. And then within a couple of years, they bought out Video Visions and put up another one. So there were two Blockbusters right across the street from each other. And everyone was pretty pissed off. They couldn't get foreign films anymore. So anyway, I changed all their signage to read "cocksucker video," and I made a bunch of stickers. And every morning on my way to work, I would stick this "cocksucker video" sticker on their front door, and they would take down. And then I'd do it again the next day, and we made.
Wait, they didn't start looking for you assiduously?
I did it for a few weeks and never. Never saw anybody waiting for me. There were security cameras, but... and then we also made... I made stickers to put on the videotapes themselves that said "cocksucker video."
Because, I mean, again, that's a perfect example of... I mean, Blockbuster doesn't really describe what they have. They have a lot of shitty movies. You go in there, and it's all these bad, like, romantic sports comedies. And just shit.
And they're censored.
Like, yeah, right. After the Woody Allen
thing. Take out the good parts.
Not that people didn't have a right to be, say, disgusted. I wasn't personally. But when he hooked up with his stepdaughter, they took all of his movies out of circulation as if that needed to be done. As if his personal life really is their policy. Where are we going next?
Well, let's see. I could talk about a few other artists and people that do signage corrections, which is sometimes what it's
referred
to. We talked about the Billboard Liberation Front. There's also the Graffiti Research Lab in New York. They've been doing lots of stuff with LEDs and this new system that they're developed that has it's a way of projecting graffiti onto the walls with a projector and light, so it really doesn't damage anything. It just looks
maps
like
a different reality, perhaps a more true reality, onto perhaps a more deceitful reality.
Yeah.
Behind us, we hear the amazing, beautiful, mysterious, enchanting, much like Helen Scarsdale, sounds of Upright Citizen. We're going to introduce some of the members of this group, Bay Area group, we're lucky to have in the studio today. And currently we have Courtney Sexton, and I would say local expert in public signage and the expansion of public signage to integrate the practices of creative deception. Courtney, what else can you tell us about the world of what was the term that you just used? The enhancement of.
You used a great term.
Did I use a great term?
Well, but I'm trying to do five different things at once. So.
Well, I was talking about Graffiti Research Lab.
Yeah, go on.
They've got some great videos on their website that show what they've done and a lot of their work with LEDs as signage. They do a lot of. They've got a. Video that shows him putting
go on.
Putting throys up on, they call them throys, they're a magnet attached to an LED.
Cool.
And a battery.
So they've done things both with light and with,
yeah
it's not necessarily sticky shit that some lowly worker has to scrape
right,
off.
It comes off because it's a magnet, it sticks temporarily, so
it doesn't.
And I think that was probably the biggest inspiration behind the Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Oh yeah, tell us more about that.
Well, the Aqua Teen Hunger Force is a show on the Cartoon Network, and they hired some guerrilla marketing
sponsored
people.
It in Cartoon Network,
and they put up these signs everywhere that were LED signs that were attached with magnets to steel poles, and in this case, in Boston, they were attached to a bridge, and the Boston Police Force thought they were bombs and closed the whole city down and, you know, spent millions of dollars taking
them. Is there any evidence that they weren't bombs?
Yeah, if you look at one, they're LEDs and batteries.
Yeah.
Not
could you get on an airplane with LEDs and batteries?
Probably not.
It's an upside-down world that we live in, and I'm glad that we have creative people like Courtney Sexton and... the Billboard Liberation Front. What's the last group from New York that you just mentioned?
Oh, the Graffiti Research Lab.
Right.
And they've just got tons and tons of stuff on their website. It's
they're improving
graffitiresearchlab.com.
Right. And do you want to mention your own site?
Oh, my own site is evilscientist.com. That's SIGNTIST.
Evilscientist.com. Spelled with a
sign.
As
in the
sign. Anything else you want to tell us about? Unfortunately, we're gonna, or fortunately, we're gonna move the show over to Zephyr Throwell.
Okay.
And he can tell us more about what he's.
Well, I had one more thing to talk
cool.
about here.
Awesome.
We didn't really talk about why people do sign pranks and why they're important, and I think it's the reason I like it is because. It catches people off guard and makes them think for themselves, and it's so easy to just to walk around and you see signs and you take it for granted that they're the truth because they're printed. And that's not always
so
the case.
True. And they often, I mean, there's a whole science to making things look official, mm-hmm. making things look exciting when they're not, making things look authoritative, you know, like financial website, financial advertising, newsy stuff that's, you know, usually 90% bullshit.
Right.
And creative enhancements of the sinosphere often reveal what's really going on behind the surface of public deception.
Yeah.
We've had Courtney Sexton with us, and it's been a great pleasure to talk to him. We're going to, I hope, have him on in the future with updates to this these kinds of events and occurrences and happenings and news. Up next, we have Zephyr Throwell. This is Neighborhood Public Radio, monthly show number 6. Thanks. I'm being handed some awesome...
These are just this for you.
Awesome. Show number 6. The theme of the show is deceit. Zephyr's on board. Behind us, we have the amazing smooth sounds. All upright citizen, all the time. Listening to Neighborhood Public Radio. We're broadcasting from Southern Exposure Gallery at 25th. On Mission. Okay, Zephyr.